Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, we've been speaking about the automotive industry in South Africa, specifically the German manufacturers having a difficult time. Mercedes, BMW, and now Audi.
Yep. Now, that's another name that's been added to the list. And I think we really are at the precipice of a metamorphosis that's taking place within the automotive industry. We've often discussed the proliferation of the Chinese manufacturers who are gaining market share significantly. Even the likes of Auto Trader and We Buy Cars that we've spoken to on Kaibiz have also listed the fact that they are growing in terms of their competitiveness and just consumer demand, because they meet both the concept of affordability, but also the luxury that South African vehicle owners are looking for. So much so that they anticipate by the year 2028, they'll gain and largely dominate the market share in the vehicle ownership segment in South Africa. But on Audi, they've actually made calls for the South African government to support the industry, and they've described the market conditions in the premium vehicle segment as one of the most challenging that we've experienced in a decade. As you've listed, Audi, VW just a few years ago during the load shedding concerns had also called on the government to offer additional support. BMW and Mercedes-Benz have also reduced the number of their dealerships, which is something that Audi in itself is also looking to do, especially within the major metropolitan areas, and even some of their flagship dealerships also reduced in terms of their spread. Now, from what we do understand, not only does Audi highlight the fact that there is enhanced competition from the Chinese importers coming in and dominating the market, think Haval, Omoda, Tigo, and many other brands, but more so, they actually say that there's been a slow implementation and inconsistent policy implementation as a bottleneck to the industry's growth. And that largely speaks to enhancing the levels of manufacturing capacity that we have in our assembly plants, and even the potential closure that we could see of some of these plants, largely in the Eastern Cape, as well as in parts of Pretoria like Roslyn and Silverton. So it does raise a lot of red flags and some concerns. What also happens to exacerbate the situation is, of course, Donald Trump's tariffs towards South Africa and the impact it could have on our automotive space. So if anything, I think we do find ourselves in the midst of a cycle where there's a big shift that's largely going to happen within our automotive space. And it's consumers who are not only on the receiving end, but also controlling end, as their demands and consumer desires are shifting the landscape in terms of the kind of automotives, motor manufacturers who are looking to be competitive in the local market.
Yeah, I mean, look, it remains to be seen. We'll see how it pans out. But another shift that we're seeing, or it's not necessarily a shift, but it's something that caught everybody off guard, and I imagine would have had a costly result, specifically the business sector. Zoom was down for a couple of hours. Now, of course, Zoom became very popular in 2019 during lockdown, so much so that Skype is just nowhere to be seen. I think they actually filed for bankruptcy, or they just killed it off about last month. So Zoom is the go-to, either that or Microsoft Teams. Now, when Zoom is down, how do people conduct business meetings?
With great difficulty, from what it seems. And this is really much of the media reports that we're seeing. It largely impacted and was shut down around 3 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. Yesterday. It's not quite clear what the outage, what caused the outage, but we do see that they did experience a significant delay just in terms of trying to get people online, connected for their meetings, and of course, able to conduct their business. The U.S. has reported that they have been able to repair this on downdetector.com, a website that does track outages and collating status reports from various sources regarding the particular outage. But of course, this does also impact productivity, right? Especially in a world where many people have gotten used to working remotely. Just how I'm speaking to you right now is actually through and via a Zoom connection. So I guess just in terms of the times, perhaps we've proven to be a little bit more favorable in not experiencing it just yet. But there are growing concerns that not only did this outage happen yesterday, largely impacting the US market, but just the ripple effects in terms of business connectivity and productivity that it might have impacted. So it's one that we'll definitely continue to follow up on.
Okay. And so what are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets, since Donald Trump has been quiet, there's been great reprieve. The All-Share Index will open up from 89,696 points today. When it comes to U.S. equities, though, the only thing we do need to be mindful of is the ripple effects that the tariff war does have on certain sectors. We've spoken about the luxury goods market. We've spoken about the entertainment space. And yesterday, we saw a slight pullback as well when it comes to the Magnificent Seven stocks, largely, again, related to the trade of semiconductors. Currency-wise, this is where the risk factor is, and the MPC has also noted this, given their calls for muted expectations for interest rate cuts in the short to medium term. For the moment, we're looking okay. 1886 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 2492 to the British pound, and when it comes to the euro, we are 2141. But let's not forget, Sizwe, all that glitters really is gold. Just yesterday, it touched a new all-time high. So again, proving that I guess there's a certain element of the Midas touch influencing investors who are flocking to safe haven assets. Gold now trading at $3,336 per fine ounce.
Yeah, and I mean, to be quite honest, this time last year, it was $1,000 less than that. So that's what, round about 33% growth in a year. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
Yeah. Let's just hope it lasts, though, because a large part of this is really driven by the volatility and anxiety that we see in the market. So for as long as investors are uncertain about Trump, his policies and the impact on equities, this is where we'll see a lot of capital flocking to.
No, thank you very much for that. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday. 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.